Our early experiences with paths led to two conclusions. One is that we underestimate children's abilities, and the other is that they can teach us quite a bit about which emotions we should introduce. There is a way in which teaching children about feelings not only helps them to recognize what's going on inside themselves or what's going on inside another person, but also shows them how talking about feelings can actually often solve problems. Let me give you an example with malicious. Teasing is a very difficult problem for children, and many children just can't respond effectively to being teased. So when we teach children the word malicious, we teach them that they can say to a person who teases them, "You're just being malicious." They are now commenting on the feeling of the other, rather than reacting to the behavior. It's a way of meta-controlling the situation. I was visiting a classroom one day and saw a child being teased by another. The child being teased said to the teaser, "Are you feeling malicious? Did you have a problem earlier today?" It is a very different kind of reaction than reacting by feeling hurt. The child stopped teasing. Teasing is a good example of a very complicated phenomenon. First of all, when children are being teased, sometimes they feel very hurt and humiliated. Sometimes they just feel confused. And sometimes they feel it actually makes them a part of the group. It's very complicated. But generally, when we talk with children in the classroom, they say that all teasing is bad and negative. As they get older, we see a different form of this kind of behavior, which is gossip. By the time they're 10 years old, children are in cliques, and they gossip and tell stories about each other, which is, again, very, very painful. It's extremely hard for children to manage their emotions when children are telling false stories about them. So we spend a lot of time at the older ages talking about gossip. Here again, Mark enunciated a basic rationale for educating the emotions in children. Helping them acquire effective emotional skills while the crucial circuitry first develops its pathways is far easier than having to try to change how those pathways operate once they are adults. The ounce of prevention, as always, is worth a pound of cure, or years of psychotherapy, drug counseling, or prison, for that matter.